All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobo, Frank, and Chris alongside Jesse, our engineer, and we're about to be joined by former Cavalier Mike Mullins. And Mike, of course, was there at the last year of George Welsh and the first couple of years of Al Groh, and Frank will take care of the additional parts of the introduction.
So Mike has been a guest on our show in the past, and as a former offensive lineman, we are keenly interested in hearing what Mike has to say about blocking assignments and shuffling the lineup and how can they get a running game going. And
yeah, why can't we run the ball?
Why can't we run the darn football? We want to be a physical team. Isn't that what Mike London said? Anyway, one thing that should be noted here is that Mike played on that team with Al Groh as coach when they made it to the Tire Bowl and then had a smashing victory over number 15th ranked West Virginia. And they shut down Larry Fitzgerald, the wide receiver that went on to play with the Phoenix Cardinals. So, Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Very good. Well, you're a good man to join us tonight. I know you're busy still grinding away, managing everyone over there at Cintas, right?
Yeah, exactly. just got to the house, so excited to be on here with you guys and talk a little bit of football.
Well, you're a good man. All right, so the Wahoos have had a struggle this year, and I remember your early years, 6-6 and 5-7. Your team broke through in 9-5 in 2002. So, you know, sometimes you've got to pay your dues and you've got to build a team. And Coach London and his revamped staff are in the midst of that. At the same time, this is a pretty tough five-game losing streak. And I keep looking at the offensive line as really the key to Virginia's hopes, not only today but in the future. What are your thoughts?
I absolutely agree with that. You know, looking back over the years that I was there, I mean, there were several, you know, outstanding offensive linemen came to, and you know, some of them that are still playing in the NFL. But it's the lines that were, you know, it's a cohesive unit. Everybody has to be firing on all cylinders and understand the blocking schemes. And you know, you can't be, you know, a couple of good guys on the left side, weak in the middle, weak on the outside. It has to be, you know, a full blown thing. You have to be communicating. And I think the biggest thing that I've seen is just the abilities. I mean, you see flashes of greatness, and then all of a sudden you have a stumble. And those things, you got to be able to put together those drives and sustain blocks. I think that's a huge thing that I've seen is just, you know, running past blocks, seeing people go free, and that's what I think is probably hurting us more than anything. So I think just the communication, you know, getting those right people in the right spots, you know, freshman, sophomore, senior, whatever you are, these guys can play. It's just getting them in the right spots, getting their confidence going, and having them communicate with one another and be on the same page.
You know, to be fair, you know, for UVA offensive line coach Scott Wackenheim, you know, Connor Davis has been hurt all of last year and he was listed in the 2-deep in the game, but I don't think I saw him in the game. Cody Wallace was playing left guard. They had to move Luke Bowanko, a senior captain, they had to move him back to center, which is not what they really wanted to do. Jay Whitmire was playing tackle at the beginning of the season. They've got him at right guard. And then you've got a true freshman in Eric Smith playing right tackle. So what's the recipe to getting all that fixed? Because we all know that really good offensive lines, they stay together for years and they grow together and then they become that cohesive unit. How can this get fixed?
I think, we had Elton Brown, we had DeBrickshaw Ferguson, those types of guys, coming in, very talented, which, you know, I'm sure these gentlemen are that are playing right now. It's just one of those things, getting to be a group again, you know, the cohesiveness and communicate and dependent on one another, you know, and talking from right tackle to left tackle, you know what everybody's doing on that line. And that's one of the things you don't have. You know, one person doing this and another person doing that, you know exactly what your assignments are. And if you don't, you're asking questions. You know, the guy next to you, you guys are working together. And just, you know, figuring it out, talking, being loud, being vocal is, I think, would be, you know, as much help as anything to this group.
You know, Mike, you were on teams that generally really did fight for control of the line of scrimmage, and it seems like Virginia is going through a struggle trying to identify really what their identity is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in this last game, it was Jekyll and Hyde. 1 minute they're trying to run the ball, next minute they're throwing the ball all over the field, and everybody's catching the ball, which was nice to see. And, you know, Jennings and Tim Smith just were on fire, and Swanson looked pretty good, and Kalik Shepard caught a pass again, I think, for the seventh straight game, and there were all kinds of good things there. I think we got Bobby and Henrico has a question for you. Bobby, you got a question for Mike Mullins and the host of Who's Talking?
Yeah, I had a question about just and you just touched on a second ago, the general identity of the team. I've been a season ticket holder for a couple of years now, and just concerned about essentially recruiting. And I'm watching this team, and I'm struggling to see the identity. I guess a high school kid, I don't see the draw to come play for a program that's really struggling to find that identity. Want to get some insight there on what you guys think.
Thank you. All right. So, Mike, could you hear the questions from Bobby?
Yeah. I think that's definitely a concern. But you also have the ability to go out and recruit on the fact that, hey, we're a growing team. We're able to put freshmen out on the field. We want people that will be able to make an impact. So you have that opportunity to use some of that to your advantage. But also you could see it as a disadvantage. I mean, having that identity crisis, not being able to sustain the run, sustain the pass. I mean, again, this past weekend it was nice to see those acrobatic catches that you see on Saturdays and those types of things. But sustaining those drives and scoring, and it's going to help you with recruiting in Virginia. Outside of Virginia, whatever you need, definitely always want the Tidewater. But having those identities, people, the receivers, the running backs, and those things, you got to be able to go out and be able to recruit those folks and paint that vision for them to get.
Yeah, Mike. By the way, we're talking with Mike Mullins, former Cavalier, and I think everybody. I mean, this season is certainly going to be a disappointment. I don't know what everybody expected. It's not living up to our hopes, certainly, if not expectations. And I think next year really becomes a big year for Coach London and the program. Everybody knows it's a young team. I think the recruiting so far has hung in there, but kids want to come, and you can speak to this, Mike. Kids want to come and play for a team that's going to go to a bowl game and be successful.
Absolutely. I mean, that was a big thing that Coach Welsh was able to do when he was in there. He was able to string together a lot of teams that went to bowl games and help with recruiting and things of that nature. And the end result, there's a lot of kids with a lot of dreams of going to the next level, NFL, and that plays a big part too. I mean, if he's able to put folks in the NFL and set them up correctly and, teach them the game and build their bodies up strong and get them to the next level, that's going to help as well. So that'll throw some things in there for recruiting for us as well.
All right, Mike, as we are wont to do, was there a favorite moment for you as a Cavalier football player when you played?
I think the Hawaii Bowl game was good. It was not a good game, but it was a fun trip, and it got a lot of memories from that game. Being able to go out there and spend some time out in Hawaii and do that kind of stuff with a bunch of good friends and people you still keep in touch with. So
that was Virginia versus Georgia back in 2000 in Oahu.
Yes, that was an awesome time.
I don't think Coach Welsh was very happy in the second half of that game. I seem to remember him stomping around on his hat, but
that was the guys. I remember the several folks who went out there and got the henna tattoos of Welsh because that was his last game.
As I recall, Mike, that was kind of a limited turnout for that game, wasn't it? Wasn't a real big crowd out there for that one?
No, it wasn't. Wasn't very very crowded at all. So.
But Honolulu is still Honolulu, I mean, it's a great place to visit at the holidays.
Absolutely.
You know, any of the former players from your years that you stay in touch with?
Yeah, some of the guys that are still around Charlottesville. Butch Jefferson is just pretty active in the Virginia Athletic Foundations, and of course Case Luzar, and Keith Kobira, Andy Duggar, so several of those folks that I keep in touch with. And you know, everybody's got young kids these days, so kind of bouncing ideas off of one another.
All right, Mike, we're going to let you get back to your young kids and dinner. We appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to join us. Next time when you come back, hopefully we'll all be in a better mood.
That's right. I hope so. Thanks for having me.
All right, former Cavalier Mike Mullins, we're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. And speaking of former Cavaliers, we'll be back with Ahmad Hawkins after these messages.